It's always a good time to talk about money, how to get some, how to get more, where our money is going. And with us this afternoon is retirement planning expert Bill Geiger, who has been featured in Fortune magazine and all the major networks. We'll be visiting with Bill weekly. Welcome.
Hi, Bill.
Nice to be here, folks.
It's really nice to have you here, and we sort of need you here.
Well, of course we all need you here.
And I need you guys, too.
I think the situation most people fall in these days, especially coming out of the recession very slowly, is there's no money. There's no money for retirement. We don't have any money
anymore.
Yeah, we don't have any money to save. We had to use it. People, and you probably know the numbers on this, but most people don't have a big savings account, a big nest egg for retirement or anything else these days, do they?
No, they don't. As a matter of fact, a lot of people got set back years by what happened in 2008. A lot of people had to postpone their retirement.
Yeah, and I guess for a lot of folks fortunate enough to be employed, if you are lucky enough, is it too late to start putting something away? How do we begin?
Well, the most important thing you begin with is some sort of a plan. It doesn't matter how rudimentary it is, but you need a plan. It's the first thing is put money in a 401k. After that, start working on a portfolio. But it's, you know, one of the things that we work with in our practice and we see too frequently is people come into our office and they don't have any sort of plan whatsoever. They're just kind of managing a portfolio and hoping for the best.
What do you say to somebody who is maybe listening right now and is saying, yeah, a plan would be great, but I'm trying to make ends meet? So how did they start a plan?
401k.
A 401k.
A 401k,
so
yeah.
Explain, how does that work?
Well, at your employer, just about everybody in the world has a 401k plan, and they take money out of your check on a weekly basis or a semi-monthly basis, and they put it away for you, and it accumulates over time.
And you're saying even a very small amount would be a good way to begin.
It's heading in the right direction, right?
My dad used to say, always have a plan, have a plan. And he never had a plan, by the way, but I heard that my whole life.
You know, you're speaking of your father, it just made me think about my father. Our parents had a lot easier planning for retirement. They saved some money in CDs. They had a pension. And they were okay.
Yeah, and they also worked at places where you could stay for 25 years.
Right, right.
Right.
My dad retired. He had his pension. Mom had put some money in CDs, and they were fine. Today, we don't have pensions. I mean, they're around, but they're becoming rarer and rarer. CDs don't pay you anything, and bonds don't pay you anything. And it's a tougher thing for baby boomers today than it was for our parents.
So starting off by contributing to a 401k plan is a good start, and then having someone invest that money wisely is obviously part of the fun, right?
It is, but built into the 401k system, and this is unfortunate, when companies stopped having pension plans because they were too expensive for them, they just kind of pushed it across the desk to the employee, and they said, here's some nice brochures, here's a website, you're now responsible for being a pension fund manager. And most people, 99.9% of the people, aren't prepared for that.
Is this
so
where they give you the choices? Do you want to invest it in, you know, like do you get three or five choices in the company stock or in mutual funds?
Different mutual funds and so on. And sometimes the lists are quite extensive, but, you know, a guy's a carpenter. How's he supposed to know which mutual funds to pick?
So what does he do?
Right now, it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough. He can go to the company's website. He can go to the 401k website. In general, in your early years, you want to accumulate just as much as you can and stay as safe as you can. When you get into your 50s, 401k plans can be pretty tough for people because generally the menu you have to choose from, everything is in the stock market.
Right. So let's talk about young people. I mean, we have kids in their 20s, and we had them, you know, I mean, they don't put very much money into it because they don't make a lot of money, but we had them start with a Roth IRA. Is mm-hmm. that being on your way to be able to invest in a 401k or what?
Anything that they save, anything, is a good deal. It doesn't matter whether it's in a piggy bank or a Roth or a 401k plan. As long as they're getting into that discipline and they're beginning accumulating something for retirement.
What about folks who run or work at small mom-and-pa businesses? And I imagine you've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Right.
I would think that in the last few years it's been as tough as it's ever been, especially for those independent businesses.
Well, in some ways, independent businesses have it better.
Really?
They have a higher cash flow a lot of times than an employee does, and they have more opportunities to set money aside. They could use a SEP IRA. But again, it's the vehicle, whether it's a SEP IRA or a Roth IRA, is not as important as the discipline of just setting the money aside. You know who has it really tough right now? And who my heart goes out to and who we focus a lot on are baby boomers. If you're a baby boomer and you're 5-10 years from retirement and you took a big hit in 2008, if you take another hit like that, your whole rest of your life is going to be different. You're going to retire later or smaller or whatever. It's tough.
Well, even if they don't take another hit, a lot of people are still trying to survive what happened to them already. So what should those people do? What's the best advice for them?
Well, and how has the conventional wisdom changed in the past few years?
Well, the conventional wisdom has been, if you just own enough different mutual funds in your portfolio, if one of them goes down, the other ones go up, and it kind of smooths the ride. We saw in 2000, 2001, everything went down 40, 50, 60%. The same thing in 2008. And people are still operating on that conventional wisdom. And really, if you're a baby boomer, you're looking at retirement soon, you better have a really, really, really strong focus on controlling the risk in your portfolio.
Controlling the risk and not on growth.
Well, you need growth for inflation over the time of your retirement. You might be retired for 25, 30 years. But you also need income. So you need to focus on controlling risk. You need to focus on where your income is going to come from. And frankly, that's the rationale behind doing a plan for your retirement.
And if you want to keep your money in the mattress, is there a mattress that you recommend that people get?
Sealy.
Sealy Posturepedic.
Sealer Posturepedic, yeah, the firm model.
You know, we joke about that, and I remember my mom stashing money all over the house as long as my dad couldn't find it. But these days, it's not just about finding a place where you can earn interest, because it's really hard to do with the interest rates now, but it's about putting your money where at least you'll have it. At least it'll be safe.
At least it doesn't go away. Right.
Yeah. And also, having guidance and knowing what to do, because if, like you said, Bill, the carpenter who has been putting money away and now it's totally up to him or her to figure out what to do with it, where do those people start?
That's tough. That's really tough.
And I think people have the idea that to get an expert like yourself, it's going to cost too much money. They can't afford it.
Huh. One of the things to do is you know, if you're that size and you need help, is to do all the research you can, to subscribe to some good newsletters. But it's more important to do the saving than it is to worry about specifically where it's going at the beginning.
And what about people who don't have these issues, people who have invested wisely or didn't get hit as badly, or who something great happened to them along the way?
Right.
Where are people who are more comfortable financially? How has the conventional wisdom changed for them and their investments?
Marianne, I've been doing this for a little over 30 years, although I know I don't look it.
No, you do not. You look like
Absolutely.
You were born 30 years ago.
That's true. I've never had anybody come into my office yet who felt like they had quite enough money. And it doesn't matter if they have $5 million, $10 million, so it doesn't matter. But the problem today is, in the past, someone who had some assets could buy some bonds, and they had a nice income base for the retirement. Well, the 30-year Treasury bond pays 2.5% right now. You put $1 million in that, you get $25,000 a year. What will you do with that relative to retiring?
What is a good Like if you heard that somebody is making a certain interest back on their money, you would say, wow, take it. That's a great deal.
Right now, if you could get 4% and it was safe, it would be phenomenal.
Sad but true.
Yeah.
To be continued, Chicago's retirement planning expert, Bill Geiger. Bill, we look forward to our weekly visits with you.
Look forward to being here.
Thank you.